Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sophie Morris, best-selling author, raising awareness of food labels, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Because Sophie, you're highlighting areas with treats and goodies that are aimed at children in shops and garages and supermarkets.
Yes. Hi, Andrea.
How
Thanks
are you?
For having me. Good. How are you?
Not bad at all. So just explain to listeners what you're critical of.
So, no, it was actually one of my followers sent me an image one day of an area in one of the Circle K's just having, which was like signposted kids zone, and underneath it was just a load of sweets, junk food, essentially. So I went in to check myself, and yeah, sure enough, it's in all the Circle K's in the country, a big massive sign right by the tills, kids zone, and just sugar and junk, complete sugary junk food there for them. And I just think it's just so irresponsible for a huge company like that. You know, why are they putting that sign there? It's not to benefit our kids. It's not, it's clearly to drive sales and to drive profits. And like, there's an ethics point of view here, and I think it's just wrong. Like, nothing sign like kids zone should only apply to a play area for kids.
Yeah, so you know? I'm looking at the actual video here that you had on your social media, right? And when you say it's one of those sort of, it's a fairly large display area that we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very similar to kind of, if you can imagine the sort of the drinks fridge, I suppose, by way of scale, to give listeners an idea. You know, and at the very top of it, I'm looking at it, you have the kind of the jellies and the Haribo style, you know, jellies and sweets, and the kind of the large sharing packs. And the second shelf, then you have the Kinder chocolate bars, and you know, the Happy Hippo and all of these kind of things. And then underneath there's the white mice, and then there's the Chew-Its and all kind of chewy Haribo style sweets, jelly sweets, as penny sweets, as I'd nearly describe, like that kind of, that sort of vibe.
And even those sherbet-y ones, you know, like the ones, all those kind of push poppy style, like all those real sweets.
Yeah, there's the Nutella little sharing packs as well, and Nutella bars and biscuits. Mm-hmm. And at the very, very top of this is a red banner with Kids Zone in white writing. And I suppose what makes this quite, you know, quite different to the rest of the labelling across the shop is that, from looking at the picture that you have shared here and from your own followers, you know, it's really stands out as signage compared to some of the other signage in the shop, because it is labelled differently as Kids Zone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's normalising something. It's essentially, like, all the research is showing that our food environment, which is, you know, where we all get access to our food, that really impacts the rise of diet-related disease, you know. And 1 in 5 primary school children in Ireland live with overweight or obesity. You know, Ireland overall has one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe. With, like, you know, so the rates are there, and I just feel like something like this, it normalizes this kind of unhealthy food environment, you know. And at this point, I feel retailers need to take some responsibility for public health, and they need to try create a positive food environment, particularly to protect our children, you know. But instead,
is that onus, Sophie, on the retailer to do that? Because
I think the government, really, you know, I do think the government needs to step in. You know, they're like, these retailers are always going to be looking after what drives financial growth, what drives profits. They do put profits over people. It's something I talk about a lot. So I do think it needs to come ultimately from the government. There needs to be more regulation on this kind of thing. If there's one demographic in society that should be protected from the constant bombardment of junk food, ultra-processed food, constantly being pushed on us, like, it's kids. Kids should be protected from that.
Now, I will make this point to you, because I know that the listeners are going to get in touch, and I can see the messages already starting, to very simply say, the parents can just say no. The children don't have the money. They're getting to the top of the aisle. They're paying for their petrol or their coffee or whatever it is they're buying in the supermarket. They have the purse, they have the card, the wallet, the Revolut. They can just say no to the children. They don't have to buy the stuff at Kids Zone.
And some people said that to me as well when I posted up the video. But, like, for instance, I have a Circle K. My son's school is right beside a Circle K, right beside. And we live in a very safe town. So a lot of the older class in this primary school, they would walk to school on their own or in groups, or they'd walk home on their own. And you see them, the throngs of them going into the Circle K after school. So, you know, I don't completely subscribe to that. And also, like, it is true that the research shows that our food environment does matter. It's not just down to kind of individual willpower or parenting power, like our food environment has an impact on diet-related disease. And we are living in a food environment where we are just constantly being promoted at us this kind of junk food. And I think it's just, it's normalizing it. Like, why... Is there not an ethical point of an ethical responsibility from the likes of Circle K to name this kids' zone?
When was this? When did this happen, or when was this video?
It was about a month ago, I think it was probably. It was recently enough, about a month ago.
Okay, Circle K, I have a statement here from Circle K right this afternoon. We contacted them to ask them if they'd like to join us for the programme, or maybe a spokesperson might like to come on to chat to you as well. And they've sent us in a statement now to say, as one of Ireland's leading forecourt and convenience retailers, we support customers and communities across the country every day. We take this responsibility very seriously, and our relationship with our customers is extremely important to us. In this particular instance, we recognise that the signage in question was not appropriate, and it was removed from stores where it was in place last month. So they have actually, they've put their hands up and said, not appropriate, taken it down. And problem solved. Damien O'Reilly's on the line. Stay with us, Sophie. Damien, of course, is a senior lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. What's the psychology behind these kid zones and the snake aisles, as it was previously described to me before, Damien, on your way up to the cash register?
Well, I think a lot of those have gone in the supermarkets there recently, and it's good to see what Circle K have done. But we know that the likes of the big supermarkets like Tesco, for example, will not have sweets at the checkout area. So, but they are available throughout the store. And one of the things that I would, that just agreeing with Sophie there is that food marketing is a significant contributor to poor diet amongst the kids here in Ireland. And basically what we need to do is to be able to have some legislation that would surround that, so that, at the moment, the high fat and sugar and salt products, there's a ban on advertising at 6 o'clock. That should be increased maybe to 9 o'clock, as they have in the UK. So we need to deal with the online aspect of this is more important, I would think, is that, the food marketing online is become very, very important. And I think it's been neglected, is that they're learning, they spend a lot of time online, and the influencer advertising campaign captures the children's attention for, they say, five times longer than traditional paid ads. And it's getting a connection with the kids at a younger age. I think that needs to be looked at rather than just the supermarkets and what they're doing.
Sorry, Damien. I just want to be clear about this. So are you, you agree with Sophie that there is a responsibility on retailers with regards to, where the onus or the responsibility lies in terms of how products like this are marketed within their stores?
Yeah, well, there is a responsibility, and the retailers would stand up to that responsibility. But there needs to be legislation brought in to be able to say what can be advertised and where it can be. And I think it needs especially to be done online rather than in store. But the one thing I would tell you is that children's influence in the parents' shopping decision, what we'd often call like tester power. Mothers will report that children influence the food purchases more than anything else. Mm. And if you're being a child shopping with you, they would say that the amount that you spend will go from 100 to 110. So an extra 10%.
If the kids are with you doing the shopping.
If the kids are with you doing the shopping, yeah.
It's up a tenner.
The power is particularly important, yeah. What I'd agree with having legislation to look at this and to be able to curtail the, especially in an online rather than in store, because there's not that many kids actually go shopping with their parents. I know they do, but I mean the pasta power is obviously important, because the children do influence the food purchases in store. But I mean, if they're listening to influencers online, that's where they're being influenced, rather than influencing the parents in store, is they get their information online at the moment. And there's too much with the young children getting bad information on products that are, that are bad for them. The high fats and salt and sugar food.
Okay. Mick Kelly from GIY or Grow It Yourself is joining us as well, Damien, on the line. Do you agree with this, Mick? Do we need more legislation around where the responsibility lies, particularly for retailers, I suppose?
Yeah, hi, Andrea. I completely agree with Damien. I feel like, you know, Circle K's response there is to your reach out is interesting. Like, they've replaced the signage, presumably, but not the products or the layout, you know, and I think...
Well, to be fair now, they do, just to be clear about that, they said that it was removed, that they recognised the signage wasn't appropriate and was removed from the shops where it was in place last month. So I take they've already...
Not the products or where they're located. So they've taken away the signage, so it's no longer called a kids' zone.
Well, we'll have to check that out with them if that's the case, but...
Yeah, like, okay. I would imagine what's happened is they've taken away the signage, but the products are still there in the same location, which is right beside the till. And, like, you know, Circle K are an interesting organisation, big, huge Canadian company. They've got, you know, massive penetration in Ireland, including, you know, on our motorway network. So we've given them, National Toll Roads have given them licences to operate on our national motorway and roads network. And to my mind, those licences should come with a responsibility to provide, you know, healthy food as well as that. At the moment...
They
really don't. Like, I'll tell you exactly what they have, right? Because I've been talking about this a huge amount. They have, right, wall to wall ultra processed foods, and then they've got like this health, what they call their healthy snacking section.
That's your fruit,
is
isn't it?
Three or four. There's some fruit but then there's like flavoured waters and kind of nuts covered, you know, with lots of E numbers in them and stuff. So like it's a really sort of a derisory kind of healthy eating option, I think. And I actually asked our CEO, Ciara Foxton, about 3 months ago to respond to that issue Sophie raised with the kids zone. I got no response at all. So it's good that you've got a response. But like, to Damien's point, when people say about parents having a choice, and absolutely parents have to take responsibility, right, for sure. But actually, what all of the research tells us is that marketing spends work. So these companies, not just the retailers, but also the manufacturers, spend billions advertising these products to us. And they don't do it for the good of their health. It works to get people purchasing. The engineering that happens with the food to make them hyper palatable and addictive also works. So once you've eaten these products, it's very hard to stop eating them. And then finally, the store layouts work. So these snake aisles are actually not only are they not decreasing, they're becoming, you know, more and more part of our retail landscape. So retailers are actually, you know, overhauling their stores. I spoke to you a couple of months ago about a Maxall down the road from us here in Waterford where that happened. And they're being replaced, the old store layouts are being replaced by these massive UPF snake lines all the way up to
and
the
till. And yet some of the big supermarkets, you know, you don't see as much by way of sweets and confectionery that is up around the cash desk or cash register anymore. Can I just, Mick, just very briefly, if you don't mind, I just want to put some of the listeners' thoughts to you today as well, right?
Yeah.
It's up to the parents to say no. If they can't say no to their children, that's the first problem. Another listener says, why is this up to the retailers at the government? Again, up to the parents. This texter says, junk food advertising has become so aggressive. It's in your face over the last couple of years. Another listener makes the point regarding the supermarkets. I can't buy beer or booze before midday, so maybe the very same should apply to junk food. Again, more people talking about the fact, parents' responsibility, parents can say no. People are very split,
like,
about this.
Andrew, we have to get real about the fact that ultra-processed foods, the research tells us, are as dangerous as cigarettes in some case. They cause damage to every major organ in the human body. Like, so the research is really clear on how dangerous these are, and yet it's kind of like an absolute free-for-all in the retail landscape in terms of availability, in terms of kind of really aggressive price promotions, like the two-for-one deals. In Circle K recently, I was asked up at the counter as I went to pay for a cup of tea, which was the only thing I purchased, did I want to buy two Kit Kats for the price of one? So there's like an active sort of pushing
you think it's the whole, not just in relation to Circle K, but the actual advertising rules or regulations. It seems like that's what you want looked at, Mick. Barack Obama, Circle K, the M7, sweets for customers as well nearby. You have to walk through four lanes, this texter says, of confectionery until you reach the till. I've actually avoided this service station because of this. Again, more and more people getting in touch to say these are retail outlets. They're doing nothing wrong whatsoever. And absolutely, the parents can put the foot down and simply say no. We're talking about this today, as I said, this video online from Sophie Morris, who's an author, in relation to food labelling and talking about this particular circumstance that was brought to her attention. Circle K have been in touch with us to say they've recognised the signage in question wasn't appropriate. It was removed. It was taken down from stores where it was in place last month. And they say they take their responsibility very seriously, that their relationship with their customers is extremely important to them. If you want to get in touch with us about that, anything we've been chatting about, email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That is Sophie Morris, Mick Kelly, Damien O'Reilly. Thanks for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.